Good evening. My name is Jared Sullivan, and this is my beautiful wife, Leanne. We have been married for 9 years this year, and we have two children, a six-year-old daughter, Caroline, and a four-year-old son, Cartwright. I grew up in Oklahoma and was raised by two wonderful Christian parents who set a great example of what a husband and wife should look like. I am the third of four children and the only boy. We grew up going to church Sunday morning, Sunday evening, Wednesday evening, and any church function that happened through the week. We were forcefully but lovingly submersed in church. I accepted Christ as an early teen and pursued him strongly until my senior year in high school when I began to experiment with drugs, alcohol, and sex. While I maintained an image of a Christian young man with my family and church, I was living a secret life with a different set of friends. During this time, I went to college at the University of Oklahoma, Boomer Sooner, anyone? On a scholarship, but left after my first semester to pursue a life of rebellion and full-time partying. I had rebelled against my parents and, more importantly, abandoned my relationship with Christ. A year later, I decided to return to OU and finish my degree, although my partying lifestyle continued. Shortly after returning, I met a beautiful blonde girl in a bar.
Hello, I'm Leanne Sullivan. I was born and raised here in Dallas, Texas. My parents were married in their young 20s and became parents to my sister and I soon after that. Shortly after my birth, my parents separated and divorced. I have no memory of my parents as a couple. Both were remarried and divorced again while I was a child. My sister and I were primarily raised by my mom in a single-parent household after my dad left and was not consistently involved in our lives. My mom struggled with mental illness, and as a result, our childhood was unstable. We were exposed to drug and alcohol abuse, physical abuse, and verbal abuse. My childhood theme was worry, insecurity, and fear. As a result, I focused on school, sports, and friends, trying to be a perfect child and stay out of trouble. There was no daily pursuit of faith in my household. At this point, I did not have nor did I understand what a relationship with Christ was. I found myself at the University of Oklahoma after graduating high school, pursuing a degree in nutrition, Boomer Sooner. During college, I began to think that if I worked hard enough to make my life different than it was during my childhood, I would finally be happy and fulfilled. I looked to my friends and relationship with guys to distract me from my insecurities. In 2005, I met a handsome, also blonde, hilarious guy, and I knew I wanted to spend the rest of my life with him.
We have a picture.
That's real hair color. After I met Leanne, I pursued her strongly, and with my great personality and my dashing good looks, it didn't take long for her to come around. We began a serious relationship shortly after meeting. In our early relationship, an important part of our life was socializing and drinking with our friends. As time went on, Leanne became less involved in the college party scene, and I continued, or revved up my partying. When confronted by Leanne about my drinking, I had the excuse that it was no big deal because I was still in college and that was normal. We were married in 2008, just before I graduated college. We moved to Dallas a month after our wedding. We were newly married, working full-time, and my drinking continued with a shifted excuse that it was necessary for networking at work functions. In our early marriage, conflict resolution and communication was difficult. Since my parents never argued in front of me, I never saw any example of marital conflict resolution. Leanne had only seen conflict in marriage result in divorce. So with my tendency to withdraw, my lack of leadership, since my relationship with Christ was non-existent at this point, it led to lots of unresolved conflict in our marriage.
So after a year of dating Jared, my father passed away suddenly. This was the first time I felt distance from Jared, and I did not feel supported by him through this loss. Even with our struggles during dating, I was convinced marriage was the answer to all of our problems, because after all, I was just seeking happiness. Along with me, I brought many insecurities from my past, and it led to mistrust with Jared. I'm blessed to have married into such a wonderful family. I have very faithful in-laws who immediately started sharing the gospel with me and had been praying for me long before they met me. I did not respond at that time, but one day I would understand their pursuit of Jared and I.
Less than a year into our marriage, I had to start traveling for work. I spent weekdays away from home and came home on the weekends. Alcohol was no longer filling the void, so I had turned to drugs. On and off for the next 4 to 5 years, I would use drugs to cope with the stress in my life. It was an escape for me, and I hid it from Leanne. I did find moments of real conviction when I thought about how I was failing to lead my family as a father and as a husband. I would find myself praying to God that Leanne would catch me so I would be forced to make a change. Where I was can be described in Psalm 69:1-2. Save me, O God, for the waters have threatened my life. I have sunk in the deep mire, and there is no foothold. I have come into deep waters, and a flood overflows me. God was faithful and answered this prayer. In 2014, Leanne found out and confronted me about my drug use. After a little hesitation, I confessed to all that had been happening. Although this was an important first step towards healing our marriage, it was temporary because we were still looking to all the wrong things to fix as a fix for our marriage.
So while Jared traveled, more emotional distance grew between us. We had our first child in 2011, and my life was forever changed. I was able to find a new identity and happiness in being a mom. I did not give Jared the attention or love that a wife is called to give a husband. After we had Caroline, Jared's drinking did not seem to be as frequent, but the conflict in our marriage continued to escalate each time he drank. I would react to his behavior by threatening to leave with our daughter if he did not stop. I was in denial that I had any part of our marital problems. While Jared withdrew, I gladly stepped up and became very controlling of our life, our family decisions, and our schedule. We had our second child in 2013. My day-to-day life was busy with two kids, and I continued to allow our marriage to become less and less of a priority. When I found out about his drug use, I was devastated. My reaction when I found out was to ask him many questions and then give him an ultimatum, either get help or lose your family. Once again, I wanted him to be fixed since I thought he was the problem. I was in denial that I had any part in our broken marriage. Proverbs 21 speaks of the wife that I was. Better to live in a desert than with a quarrelsome and nagging wife. After a few months trying to fix our problems alone and being very isolated, we heard about Reengage. We decided to go, even though I was extremely scared. During our time in Reengage, God started working on my heart.
When I came to Reengage, I did it reluctantly. I knew I wanted my marriage to be better, and I knew I didn't want to lose my wife and kids. So I agreed to bear down and push through it. Every week we came, we found a little more hope. We found much encouragement and love from very great leaders, Clark and Kenny Lauderdale. A very important part in this moment of our story needs to be highlighted, though. Reengage was not what saved our marriage. Clark and Candy were not who saved our marriage. Yes, the Lauderdales were instrumental in God's plan to bring us closer to Him. And yes, the Reengage material was tremendously helpful in equipping my wife and I to address and work through issues, seek and offer forgiveness, better communicate with one another, better serve one another, and better understand one another. But even after finishing Reengage, I was still missing the key ingredient to really equip me to lead my family well. That ingredient was my relationship with Christ. I hadn't fully returned to Him. But once I made that decision to swallow my pride and admit that I needed God, I found, even after being gone for so long, a father that never stopped awaiting my return. A father that still had his open arms ready to receive his imperfect son. Job 22:23 says, "If you return to the Almighty, you will be restored. If you remove unrighteousness far from your tent." The moment I returned, I found that restoration in Christ. I found that a weight that I was not intended to carry was lifted off of me. Our marriage is far from perfect, and we still fall short every day. But he is always there awaiting our return with open arms wide.
While doing a lesson on God's grace while in re-engage, I learned about the undeserved love the Lord has for me. I started to understand that God loved me, no matter what I had done in the past. I saw that he had not forgotten me, even in my most difficult moments as a child. His plan was beyond my understanding. It says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." I had been seeking a happy and fulfilled life, but I had missed the most important part. I began to pursue a relationship with the Lord, put my focus on him, and he began to do work in me. The Lord showed me that I had part in our marital problems. I was not giving Jared the opportunity to lead or trusting that he was able. I had been trying to control him and his actions for so long that it forced him to withdraw. I found that when I stopped trying to control our marriage and our lives, Jared began to seek the Lord to lead our family. There is no greater joy to me than having my husband take that role. As a daughter of Christ, I have learned many things. I started as a fearful, anxious, self-centered, and mistrusting woman. I now seek to be more trusting, God-centered, and content. A verse that I have relied on many times as a believer is Philippians 4:6-7. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
It has been amazing watching Leanne transform into a God-fearing wife and mother. Immediately after turning her life over to Christ, she heavily pursued a personal relationship with him. It was extremely encouraging to watch it and motivated me to be the husband and father that I know God was calling me to be. I had the privilege of baptizing my wife last year. We realized through this process that we must constantly be on guard. In our small successes, we always see common factors that we would like to share with you. Community. Surrounding ourselves with a community of other Christ followers has been essential. Confession. Keeping short accounts with one another, confessing and asking for forgiveness when we do stumble. Circle. Staying in our own circle and continuing to work on ourselves, overlooking small offenses with one another. Commitment. Never turning our back on the covenant that we made to stay together and pursue oneness in our marriage. And last but not least, Christ. Last and most importantly, keeping Christ at the center of our marriage. When that relationship does not come first, our other relationships will suffer.
A gift that God has given to our family is to have our children grow up in a home that is not broken. Thanks for letting us share.
Thank you.